From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAN Publishing presents John Newton, Change of Heart, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Things had gone terribly wrong. John Newton scrambled to his feet and stumbled into the field behind the row of slave huts, where he fell to the ground. He clumsily pulled up a root and took a bite. Even though it tasted bitter and coated the inside of his mouth with dirt, his hunger drove him on. As he kept eating, the gnawing pangs in his stomach began to let up. By then, John knew he had to get back to the hut. As he tried to stand up, his head spun and he started to vomit. After stumbling back to the hut, he fell onto the woven mat he called a bed. John was exhausted from the effort of finding food and discouraged that his stomach had rejected the roots he risked everything foraging for. But as he lay in the darkness, he realized that his gnawing hunger had subsided. The next night, John stumbled back to the field and ate more roots, which he again vomited up. But once more, for several hours afterward, he felt full. He continued again the next night, and the night after that. Yet John knew that vomiting up all he ate was not going to keep him alive. He needed nourishing food, something the plantation owner's wife seemed not to want him to have. She appeared willing to let him die of starvation. The other slaves, black men and women from deep in the heart of Africa, took pity on John. After dark, some of them, shackled together in leg irons, sneaked into his hut and shared a portion of their meager water and food rations with him. As he ate, it occurred to John that he, an Englishman, was worse off than even the slaves living on the island. Things weren't supposed to be this way. He'd planned to make a fortune with which to return home to England. He would be set up for life. He was going to sweep Polly Catlett off her feet, and the two of them would live a happy life together in a large stone house in the countryside. But things had gone terribly wrong. Here he was, enslaved on a tiny island along the windward coast of West Africa, barely clinging to life. In his near-delirious state, John wondered how things might have turned out differently for him if he'd made some better choices back when he had the chance.